This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In an industrial town near the front line of the Ukraine conflict, detainees from both sides began returning home on Sunday in an all-for-all prisoner swap agreed between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That agreement has seen dozens exchanged from both sides and is likely to be hailed by Zelensky, who won a landslide election victory in April, as proof that he is making good on his promise to bring captured Ukrainians home. Kiev's forces have been battling separatists in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine since 2014, in a conflict that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. Sporadic fighting continues despite a ceasefire.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony has left about 10 people dead and more than several dozen wounded. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Survivors helped victims of the rocket attack as rescue workers evacuated the wounded to ambulances, taking them to hospitals in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. Witnesses say the rocket struck near a viewing stand at a military graduation ceremony for southern separatist militia cadets. Yemen southern separatists targeted in Sunday's attack have been fighting the Houthis alongside other forces loyal to President Hadi. The separatists, who are seeking independence from southern Yemen, clashed with other forces loyal to Hadi in Aden this past summer. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. says it has carried out military strikes in Iraq and Syria, targeting a militia blamed for an attack that killed an American contractor. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
U.S. forces conducted precision defensive strikes against five sites of an Iran and Iraq militia, according to a Defense Department statement. The U.S. blames the militia for a rocket barrage Friday that killed an American defense contractor at a military compound near Kirkuk in northern Iraq. Officials said attackers fired as many as 30 rockets in Friday's assault and that the strikes carried out by the U.S. will limit the group's ability to carry out future attacks on Americans and their allies. I'm Julie Walker.
New York authorities say five people were stabbed late Saturday night in Muncie, New York, at a rabbi's home during the celebration of the seventh night of Hanukkah. New York police say the assailant fled in a vehicle. Police Chief Brad Weidel says they caught the suspect after putting his license plate number into a system he calls an LPR.
We're very fortunate that NYPD was all over this right away. And by putting that plate into the LPR system, we got hits as the vehicle went into the city. And we were fortunate to have an apprehension occur down in the 32nd precinct.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says he considers this an act of domestic terrorism.
This is an intolerant time in this country. We see anger, we see hatred exploding. It is an American cancer in the body politic.
This is the latest and most violent in a string of anti-Semitic attacks in the greater New York City area in the last few days. North Korea held a key meeting ahead of a self-imposed year-end deadline for Washington to make concessions in nuclear negotiations. AP's Shelley Adler has that story.
The high-profile political conference comes as the U.S. and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien still await what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift.
Chairman Un is said that there would be something over Christmas. I think the president has engaged in personal diplomacy at a very high level with him over the years, and they have a good relationship personally. Perhaps he's reconsidered that.
Some observers predict North Korea might use the conference to announce it would abandon faltering diplomacy with the U.S. and lift its moratorium on major weapons tests. O'Brien appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Voters are casting their ballots in Guinea-Bissau today. Two former prime ministers were vying for the presidency in a runoff election after the incumbent failed to reach the second round of voting in the West African country. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.